USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
The Pentagon is sending an additional 1,500 troops to the Middle East. President Donald Trump says it's part of a mostly protective effort to deter Iranian threats.
They cannot have nuclear weapons, and under the Obama horrible agreement, they would have had nuclear weapons within 5 or 6 years.
The Pentagon announced Friday that Iran's Revolutionary Guard is responsible for attacks on 4 tankers at a port in the United Arab Emirates. The man who admitted to kidnapping Jamie Kloss and murdering her parents last fall in Wisconsin appeared in court Friday and was sentenced to life in prison without parole. Attorney Chris Ganstrup read a statement from Kloss.
He stole my parents from me. He stole almost everything I loved from me. For 88 days, he tried to steal me, and he didn't care who he hurt or who he killed to do that.
Jamie escaped from Patterson's remote cabin after being held captive for 88 days. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
The pound and British stocks are rising after Prime Minister Theresa May announced her resignation Friday. One member of the British public thinks May's departure was well overdue.
She needed to go. She needed to go because it's been so long that she'd been messing about. Everyone wants her to go, so it's about time she went. I think it's the best thing she did, to be honest.
Ms. Britt disagrees.
She's a formidable woman, and, you know, for me it's a bit sad, really, that the party weren't supportive as perhaps they should have been. Really.
Some investors appear to hope it could unblock the political stalemate over Brexit, though analysts warn it could simply mean another delay. A single conservative Republican has blocked a massive disaster aid bill that would have sent $19 billion to hurricane flood and wildfire victims. Texas Congressman Chip Roy says he couldn't go along with approving the disaster relief bill by unanimous consent.
If I do not object, Congress will have passed into law a bill that spends $19 billion of taxpayer money without members of Congress being present here in our nation's capital to vote on it.
The measure is now delayed until at least June 3rd when Congress returns from recess. This is USC Radio News.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
The Food and Drug Administration is telling the food industry to make expiration dates more understandable. USA's Chris Barnes has more on that story.
The agency says the aim is to help Americans waste less food. The FDA issuing a letter to the food industry supporting a growing trend to put date labels that read best if used by on almost all foods, with some exceptions, like fresh meats and fish would have to have hard, fast expiration dates. The FDA is also reminding people that otherwise, most foods are perfectly safe to eat after the date on the labels, even if the food may have lost some of its flavor. The Agriculture Department estimates about 30% of food in this country goes to waste on store shelves and in people's homes at a cost of about $160 billion a year.
Despite vows from President Trump to bail out farmers for the second time due to the tariff war between the U.S. and China, farmers are still finding themselves losing money. John Boyd Jr., the president of the National Black Farmers Association.
I simply want to load my truck up, take it to my local grain elevator, and get a fair price for that crop. I'm not interested in going to apply for additional monies at USDA that I probably never get, going through the paper shuffle and going through the calls of speaking to numerous people about how to get these payments. That's not what farmers need.
The New York Federal Reserve estimates that the Trump administration's latest round of tariff hikes on Chinese goods will cost the typical U.S. household $831 a year. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.